So they're asking us to take a moment of consent. And so the consent is regarding our arrival, to come to a place of understanding our intention. In other words, as we intend to know our true selves, as we intend to know our light, as we intend to know our heavenly glance, what we come to is an understanding of the grace that presides over our life, because we often are just maneuvering through the linear atmosphere. In other words, just dealing with phenomena, what we call linear life. But what is actually occurring is an opportunity of completion. In other words, for us to know our true soul, for us to know who we are in our essence. So in English, it's about understanding our creative influence, our creative power, so that as we offer an extension of light, as we offer the olive branch, as we offer a place of residence within our own higher heart, that in essence, we become the alchemist. We perform miracles. So what is occurring is a more, conscious demonstration. In other words, it's coming to our consciousness. It's coming to entertain us. Now, not entertain like we're in the movie, but coming to our awareness. So entertain, like it easy to see, easy to recognize, so that we understand the power that we've been working with all along. So they're saying, when I say power, when the word comes through with power, there's like a jump, there's like a hiccup in terms of our consciousness receiving that. Because when we think about being spiritual, our entitlement doesn't equate that with power. We're just trying to be nice. We're just trying to get along. We don't want to upset anyone. They're saying, you know, look at Gandhi. Look at all the beautiful masters that incarnated, that demonstrated the power of love. And that through their commitment, through their orchestration of abiding consistently with that holy presence, with that holy knowledge, that in fact, they came to embody grace. They embodied the energies of the transmissions of the Christ mind, of the Christ nature. So that as we extend ourselves in like and pleasure. And so when I said like and pleasure, it's literally there is this energy that's covering us. So like and pleasure, it's almost like this blanket of protection that just comes over all of us and says, come on board, come on board, come to your new station in life, come to your progression, come to your true understanding and witnessing. Because this is not so much about us just trying to get through our linear circumstances, though we certainly have them. They're saying it's understanding that and more. In other words, to really come to a place of awareness of the true commitment of our soul that we are here in this particular place and time, so that as we offer ourselves for this advanced consent, as we offer ourselves for these holy rites of awareness, that we will find our way, we will find our rite of passage, we will get our immediate needs met, but not in the normal outpicturing. In other words, they're saying circumstances are increased, circumstances are brought forth for our witnessing pleasure. So that means as we open up our heart for our higher self, for our true self to come and abide with us, we perform the miracle of grace. Now, this occurs very, very often. We pray for someone and they suddenly have a healing. We don't always connect the dots. We offer ourselves in kindness in one experience, and then the next time we need some help, that energy that we've offered is we demonstrated faith. See, this is the thing. It's not like there's some, like dealer. And it's like, yeah, you have three spiritual units. You've got a right to get your needs met. It's not how it works. It's not some outside force. This is what we're coming to understand. It's like they're showing me little birds just opening up their mouths for like the mother bird to feed them. So we're